Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
Okay, so we're going to start with history. So it's fascinating to see that the pineal gland has been, you know, talked about for thousands of years. Like the pineal gland is often represented as a pine cone. You can see on the head of the Buddha, it's kind of looking like a pine cone. And then you have the two Egyptians carving there, and they are holding a pine cone between their hands. And then we have a fountain in Italy, like a massive pine cone between peacocks. So I always find it fascinating to be able to observe that all through our history, so many different cultures, so many different, you know, shamanic tradition, religious tradition, cultural traditions all share similar knowledge. Apparently, Jesus said that the lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eyes is sound, your whole body will be full of light. And I feel that it's really beautiful because the pineal gland is literally the third eye. It's deep within the brain. So if we can really connect to that eye and open it fully, then our whole body will be filled with light. And as we will see, science has now shown that it's literally the case, just the way the body has been built, is that we can start tapping into different frequencies that are going to allow us to literally see more lights and colors as we fully activate our pineal gland. And I don't know if any of you go into deep meditative state, but I have experience when I go really deep, like it's just pure light inside of me. There is nothing else. So it's like full on pineal gland activation, right? And then this Descartes, the philosopher and scientist, who said that the pineal gland is the seat of the soul. Like there were so many references that I could have written 10 slides, but it would have been boring and too much. So I just stick with these two, just to show that generally speaking, like the pineal gland has been really studied all through our history. So check this out. This is absolutely amazing. The Eye of Horus, or the Falcon. And as you can see, there is, so it's a sagittal cross section from the plane. So if we cut like this, sagittal cross, then we can see that inside the brain. My friend Melissa could confirm, like she's just been dissecting brain a couple of months ago in the States. So we can see here the cross section of the brain is literally like the same as the Eye of Horus. So we can see the little curl at the bottom of the Eye of Horus, that dot there is actually the pineal gland. So they've put the eye on top of the picture. So that, I thought that it was an amazing photo, as we can see this representation. So obviously Egyptians really nailed it. And another amazing symbol, and this is the Fibonacci spiral, or the golden mean. And you can see it spiraling all around it. And right at the center, what do we find? It's the pineal gland. And it is this spiral that it's like self-continuing. It constantly, like it's like hypnotic spiral. And of course, it can be found inside of shells and like flowers. So it's the symbol of whole of creation, the galaxies as well. So we can really see that this pattern is present everywhere, and it is present inside our brain also. Okay, let's dive into the physical properties. So as you can see, the pineal gland is very small. Can you see this little dot there? So it's literally kind of inside the brain from here. So not so much from the center, it's like right deep inside the brain from behind. And the pineal gland is responsible to produce serotonin and melatonin. So serotonin is being produced when we open our eyes and are in contact with light. So in the morning, we open our eyes and then we receive light. And the light is going to come straight into the pineal gland. And the pineal gland is going to start producing serotonin, which is the awake hormone. and it's going to keep us awake all day. And then at night, as we close our eyes, the process is reversed and the pineal gland is then going to start producing melatonin, which regulates our sleep. And the highest peak of melatonin can be registered, recorded between 10 a.m., 12 a.m. and 4 a.m. It's interesting because a lot of people sometimes wake up at 4 a.m. Like very often, if I wake up at night, it's going to be around 3:30 or 4 a.m., which is really like after the peak of the melatonin reaching, like activating in the pineal gland. And it's also the time where if we want to wake up early, like super early, we can be extremely productive at 4 a.m. So I find it interesting. So melatonin is an extremely important hormone. Like we could talk about, you know, about the melatonin for hours, but it's going to regulate our nervous system. So if we are super stressed, we're going to decrease the amount of melatonin inside our body. And because we decrease the amount of melatonin inside our body, then we can't sleep properly. Because when we are fully awake, when we are super stressed, like if we are constantly in a stress response and we think that the brain is going to respond like in terms of danger, it's like the brain thinks, oh, it's dangerous, you know, like maybe there's an enemy coming, or maybe I'm going to start starving because there is not enough food. So like the brain doesn't distinguish between like real stress and danger and fake stress. So it's just going to create that stress response inside the body, which is going to put us on high alert constantly. So at night, we can't fall asleep because the brain keeps us awake. So it's very important to learn to manage stress. So when we need to sleep, actually the hormone melatonin can kick in and then can regulate the stress. So it's kind of a loop. We need more melatonin to regulate stress. So we can supplement in melatonin if we are very stressed. So it's going to help the pineal gland auto-regulate. And then a lot of us know that the pineal gland produces DMT, and DMT, we'll be going to talk about that later. So I'm not going to go into details right now. So the pineal gland, inside of it, there is water, fluid. And inside that water, there are little crystals, very tiny little crystals stacked on top of each other, right? And those little crystals have piezoelectric properties, and they're as well transducers. And these two properties are super important to remember. It's amazing. Just coming from these two properties, what it tells us about what the pineal gland can do. I'm going to see that in a little bit more details. So one thing as well that we need to remember is that very often the pineal gland will be So the pineal gland will have calcification. So it happens because of the fluoride. So a lot of countries, like here, unfortunately, they put fluoride in the water and that gets stuck around the pineal gland. And so basically the pineal gland is unhealthy, so it can't auto-regulate the circadian rhythm. So the circadian rhythm is what I've talked about, like being awake with serotonin and falling asleep with melatonin. So that's the circadian rhythm. That's completely, you know, unbalance when the pineal gland is calcified with fluoride. So we need to really work on removing toxins from the body. Practicing fasting and intermittent fasting is very healthy. It's very important as well, because when we practice fasting and intermittent fasting, we help ourselves to regenerate and go through a process of detoxification and autophagy. So I'm not going to go too much into detail. There's a lot of information about that. But I can tell you that since I started practicing intermittent fasting, you know, like full on for like months now, like my intuition has really increased, and it was already, you know, powerful before, but now it's like constant clarity in the mind, you know, like no energetic modifier, and then constant clarity. So like it's like pure thoughts and alignment just coming from fasting. And then we can supplement. So I'm not a doctor, I'm not a naturopath or herbalist, so there are lots of people out there who can help you. So if you're interested into really connecting to your pineal gland and understanding how it works, then I would highly recommend that you do more research on that. Like avoiding fluoride is good to start with, like having this water filter that removes the fluoride from the water.
If you enjoy this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website sandrines.com for more information.